legends, the tradition, the history. Looking back at the greatest Husker moments with This Day in Husker History, presented by Security First Bank.
Husker fans were pretty happy with their new head coach in the early part of the 1962 season. Bob Devaney had Nebraska at 4-0, including a win on the road against Michigan. And the fifth game of the Husker season didn't look like much of a challenge, with winless Kansas State coming to Lincoln on October 20th, 1962. But Devaney was still looking for the Huskers to improve.
Keep going at a high rate all through a ball game, but we have had these letdowns. And we have had periods in our ball games where we haven't played the type of ball that will be necessary to have a real successful season.
Kansas State hadn't scored a single point all year, but on their first possession against Nebraska, they woke up the Huskers in a big way with an 86-yard touchdown pass to take the lead early, and then they drove inside Nebraska's 10-yard line before the Huskers forced and recovered a fumble. Devaney had warned of lapses in Nebraska's play, but from that point on, it was all business.
Farage rolls out left, wants the throw, has time, fires a deep bomb, and wide open, Callahan for the touchdown!
Nebraska's first points came early in the second quarter with a 37-yard touchdown pass from Dennis Claridge to Dick Callahan, and the Huskers took the lead for good later in the quarter.
Off the tee, Claridge pitches it out wide to Rudy Johnson, tries to turn the corner at the 5, he's down to the 2, dives for the end zone, and he made it! Rudy Johnson, diving horizontally for the end zone, the last 3 yards. Rudy Johnson off the field and receives a big hand from a student body across the way as Nebraska leads 13-6.
Nebraska went on to a 26-6 win over Kansas State, dominating the final three quarters of action. The defense held K-State under 200 yards of offense, and nearly half of that came on one play. The win vaulted Nebraska to 5-0 and number 11 in the coaches' poll in front of a home crowd in Lincoln. But it wasn't a sellout. In fact, that game was the last time Memorial Stadium hasn't been sold out for a Husker game on October 20th, 1962. With This Day in Husker History, presented by Security First Bank, I'm Kevin Thomas.
Straightforward, easygoing, solid Nebraska banking. Maybe it's because we come from places like Sydney, Beatrice, and Hay Springs. Or because we know flexibility and attention to detail can make a big difference. Whatever the reason, it's how Security First Bank does business across Nebraska. If straightforward, commercial, or personal banking sounds good to you, visit one of our 5 convenient Lincoln locations. We'll be happy to help. Security First Bank, a relationship you can count on. Member FDIC.